The man held in the shootings at Seattle Pacific University could go to prison for life. Aaron Ibarra is charged with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and one count of assault for the shootings last Thursday. If convicted as charged, he could face up to 86 years in prison. But King County Chief Prosecuting Attorney says he will invoke a rarely used exception to seek a life term. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
The crime's destructive and foreseeable impact on people beyond the victims. That's the aggravating factor Chief Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says he wants to use. The shootings last Thursday left a young man dead, two people injured, and a university community in shock. Satterberg says,
our entire community suffers a profound loss each time that there is an incident of mass violence. We lose a sense of personal security that is a basic part of our community.
Satterberg says Ibarra's statements and his own diary show that the shootings were planned for weeks. He chose Seattle Pacific University, he toured it, and he picked Otto Miller Hall as the place of his attack.
He wrote, I just want people to die, and I'm going to die with them.
Ibarra told police he was off his medications and had stopped going to therapy. His lawyer, Ramona Brandis, has blamed his mental health issues for the shootings. She did not return calls. Satterberg says it's natural for people to want to know why the shooting happened.
But in asking that question, we must realize that there can never be an adequate answer. An act of random mass violence can never make sense.
What matters, he says, is that the shooter intended to harm many people. But his gun malfunctioned. It forced him to reload, and in that moment, John Meese fired pepper spray into his eyes, which halted the rampage and ended the killing. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.